Hi, this is Bonnie Bogle from Development Seed, and I'm talking with Karina Brisby from Oxfam Great Britain about a new campaign she's working on called In My Name. And I have a few questions to ask her. Karina, can you tell us a bit about the In My Name campaign and what you're trying to accomplish with it?
Yeah, In My Name is a activity that is being done by a few different organisations that all have the aim of ending poverty, and that's the Global Call to Action Against Poverty, and they're ultimately the people that are running it, and as Oxfam and Save the Children and Comic Relief are all getting together to support them in delivering this activity. So what the aim of the activity is to put pressure on world leaders to make them realise their commitment that they made in 2000 when they all met together at a Millennium Development Summit at the UN. And back then, 189 countries all agreed to 8 goals, and under each of those goals is a range of indicators of how they would actually halve extreme poverty by 2015. And at the moment, this is the halfway point. It's being 2008. And on the September 25th, all those world leaders and a few more, because a few extra countries have been added to the UN, are meeting at the UN to talk about the next steps and making sure that they're on track, what needs to be done. And we're using this point in time to launch the In My Name activity as a way for people to be able to say to their governments, you know, my name is Karina Brisby. You know, I'm doing all I can to end poverty, but I hold my government responsible to deliver on its commitment and to make sure that the Millennium Development Goals get achieved. Because if governments will only, you know, achieve this if we put pressure on them, and that's in a nutshell the basis of the whole campaign.
Excellent. And how are you getting the word out so that individuals can say this to the government?
Well, for us, and particularly for GCAP, with the Global Call to Action Against Poverty, this is the first time that Interactive has been put together really centrally at the heart of the actual campaign. Normally, in a lot of campaigns like this, Interactive gets added on at the end. An Interactive component, a digital component, has been central from the get-go to how this campaign works and how we're going to engage people. So there's a few different ways. Of course, we've got a website and you can do some cool things there. But we've also gone beyond just having the website, and we're really looking at how we're using social networking to enable people to engage and be part of the campaign, you know, on the different sites that they're a part of, and also to be able to share their involvement with their friends. And another key aspect is also the blogging component. We're really encouraging people to talk about the issues, to blog about the issues, to get the word out there, that to make people aware about what actually, you know, poverty, you know, can be solved. And by getting people talking about it, getting to use all the different tools that everybody uses, you know, we'll get awareness out there, and we'll also change people's perceptions that they can help end poverty, and that there is a point to taking action like In My Name, because if we do put the pressure on governments, they will change their ways, or they will make sure that they meet the commitments. So the whole sort of gamut of interactive tools are being thrown at this project. And we're launching on the 25th, which means we're not using everything on the 25th, but we're launching with a really amazing range of videos, photos, RSS feeds that will be available for bloggers to use, you know, on their own websites and in their own spaces, but also there'll be more things coming out as we go along, and we'll be, you know, extending out to some mobile phone and texting technology a little bit later down the track.
Oh, excellent. What are you going to be doing with mobiles and texting?
Well, it's one of the things that we're still investigating things at the moment, but for us, this is not just a campaign that's aimed at people living in countries where you can get really good, fast broadband access. That it's really a recognition of how, in leaps and bounds, access to communication has come on in a lot of developing or middle, you know, sort of developing or underdeveloped countries. Access to mobile phones is amazing if you compare what it was like 1 year or even 1 year ago, or, you know, 5 years ago. The way that people access communications, the way that people use their mobile phones, people use their phones for not the way they intended. They do their banking on their mobile phone. You know, Kenya's a really good example of all those different things. So we're wanting to look at how we can best enable people to be part of this campaign by using their mobile phone. So it's not restricted about how it's not restricted to people who have interactive access. It's trying to make it broad as possible. And one of the things we want to be doing is to enable people to send their message via text, and that's to be included in all the messages that we send up as well.
Okay, and you're currently wrapping up development on your website, and I know that that's built on Drupal, which we like because it's the open source platform that we use for most of our online tools. And I was just taking a look at the draft tag here, and I saw that you could people can sign up and pretty much pledge on a petition to their government saying, you know, we want to end poverty. What other interesting features are going to be on that site?
Well, we've got a couple of things. One, you can just see, you know, you can add your name and send that message to your government. But we're also adding the feature where we're wanting people to sort of go beyond just adding their name. We want people's personal pledges, their personal commitments to, you know, what they're doing, because the governments want to see that, you know, their public actually want them to spend their money on these issues. And a lot of people are really passionate about ending poverty, and a lot of people have personal stories attached to that, or there might be something that they've experienced or they've empathized with too, and we're trying to get a lot of those stories across. So we've got video, audio, photos, stories of people from around the world all ready to go, and that will be on the website. But also we're encouraging people to add their own video and their own photos and images up there as well. We want people to be creative and to get their passion for ending poverty up there for everyone to see. So we'll be doing that. That will be available to be done on the website as well. And I've forgotten the question, sorry.
No worries. Also, for the website, is it going to be in other languages, or I know you said that, you know, making sure that it's accessible for everybody was in every country in the world was important. Is there going to be any multilingual capacity in that?
Yeah, that's really important for us because with the Global Call to Action Against Poverty is, you know, it works in with millions of people and represents millions of people, you know, in I think around 76 countries. So having it in as many languages as we can possibly do is really important. We're allowing people to take content from our site and repurpose it on their site. So if they want to translate it and put on their site, great. You know, we're really encouraging people to use the content in lots of different ways, you know, so people just don't have to go back to our website all the time. But we're wanting, you know, partners, or if we get people that are really keen and want to volunteer with us, you know, grab the content, translate it, and, you know, we can have stuff in different languages across different sites. And at the moment, you know, for the launch, we're in English only, but we plan to go out to Spanish, French, and Portuguese very quickly, probably in the next couple of months.
Okay. And it sounds like, I know that I've read a few places that the In My Name campaign is being referred to as an open source campaign, kind of in the methodology behind it. And it sounds like pretty much what you were just saying there about how letting people use content and repurpose it and do what they need to with it. Are you doing anything else that's kind of, you know, open sourcing the campaign and the campaign strategy?
Yeah, I think as it grows, I mean, this is just once again, this is the launch of the campaign, and as it grows, campaigns always morph and change into different beasts. There's, you know, if a government reacts to what you're doing, you have to change what you're doing with your campaign to adapt to that. And so because we're working with the Global Call to Action Against Poverty, you know, that means we have input from, you know, thousands of civil society organisations around the world. And, you know, what they need to do in their particular region might be different to what needs to be done in a country like America, for instance. And so there'll be slightly different strategies around how we use the names and how we use the output of this campaign. So it's very interesting because it's a bit of a movable feast in one way. So, you know, for instance, video might work really well as a way to really get the attention of the people you're trying to target in one country, but in another country it might be bombarding them with text messages. So you have to be really flexible, and you have to really take a lot of advice from people in all the different countries for them to tell us what is the best way to use this campaign.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for talking with me, Karina, and good luck on the campaign. I'll definitely be checking it out on September 25th when you launch.
Great. And I encourage everybody to look us up, Google us, really support it, because it'd be interesting. I mean, so everyone just wants to see how it works out. You can sign up for that reason alone. But it'd be really great to get everybody's support on this, and thanks for the time.